Hello, it's Wednesday, the 31st of July in the year of our Lord 2024. So we do a little quick news bulletin on what the hell is going on in this country. Things have got crazy here. We had incidents where we did a show last week on all the trouble that we had over in Leeds, where a night of violence kicked off in the Hare Hills area of Leeds. Jason's here with me. We're going to do a quick review of what happened in Hare Hills before we go on and continue on to London over the weekend. The arrest of Tommy Robinson, whatever you say about him, this could be any of us. And then we're going to go on to what happened in Southall up in Liverpool. And we're also going to touch on what went on also in Southend on Sea last night. So, Jason, it's
Yeah,
happening. I mean,
sad
I can remember
times.
you and I having conversations years ago, and you're going, this is it, it's enough. We've got to stop this. We've got to nip it in the bud. We need to get out there on the streets. And I'm like, well, violence isn't the way. But in a way, okay, violence is not the way. No one's condoning violence. And I want to touch on that subject of violence towards the end on how the media are spinning this because it's shocking. Let's go back. Let's just refresh everyone. Only a week ago, it seems like ages ago, Leeds is just a distant memory for everything that's gone on. So a week ago, let's start there and then let's progress on. There's obviously been loads of other trouble in parts of London or whatever, but we haven't picked up that's been major news. So let's stick with the major news stories. Let's go to Leeds a week ago.
Well, yeah, firstly, what I do want to mention is before we had a change of office within the establishment, everything was quiet. Now, all of a sudden, we've got a new man in and we've got all this shit going on. So, just wanted to point that out because I've noticed that we've had a lot of quiet, nothing major going on, no incidents, no major concern or sensationalism going on since this man's come into office.
He's a very
Right.
evil man and he's bringing his evilness with him.
Absolutely, and people don't understand this man's history. People, a lot of the people have just seen him over the last couple of years opposing to either
Oh.
Truss, Boris, or t'other one,
Well,
what's
you know what?
the man?
We can talk about him
However,
and going into a deep dive, but we're going to keep this short. So, yeah, we're dealing with evil. This new people have come in. It's
The answer's
Yeah,
been up. To the answer's been up.
exactly.
Well, Leeds is the a young child from a Romanian family, Roma family they call them, was taken to hospital apparently with a head injury. Now, this family does apparently have a history with the social services. Now, I'm not sure how that works because none of these children are registered in this country, so I'm not sure how it works. However, we'll come to that in a second because there's been a slight development with regards to the other children, which got taken into custody. But apparently, another child was holding the baby. This is the story from their camp, the family's camp. Another child was holding the baby. The baby fell out of the child's hand, landed on its head, bashed its head, went to hospital. Social services got involved, and the rest is all over social media. If you want to go have a look, just put Leeds Hare Hills in the TikTok and go watch. However, the family got obviously the social services got involved, took the other children, it all kicked off, and it just went into complete carnage and chaos. All the rest of the idiots in the area decided that they were going to join in and treat it as a free for all.
There was no English people there, though, was it?
No,
This was immigrants
this is
kicking
this was
off on the streets of Leeds.
basically, yeah, an immigrant family that they've come and live in Leeds from not from around here, from Romania. But it is obviously around the immigrants, and a lot of people have been saying for years, and like you said earlier, Lou, we've been saying for years this that we're getting so much big's happening, there's too much of this happening, it needs to stop, and it's not being racist or anything, yeah. It's being concerned that strange families and people from all over Europe, the middle the Eastern Bloc, all over Africa, all over the Middle East, willy-nilly walking into this country and claiming asylum And something's going to break because the people of this country, listen, I don't mind if somebody wants to come. My family, part of my family, came. I'm a third generation immigrant. My dad's parents came to this country, but they adhered to the traditions.
Yeah.
They adhered to the rules, to the laws, to the regulations, and to how this country operated. And they fitted in. They integrated into this system that was already here. They integrated into this country. They didn't come with their ideologies and the belief systems or carnage, infidels or whatever it may be, whatever. I'm not interested
Yeah.
in anything to do with
Yeah,
it 'cause
yeah,
it's all
yeah.
bullshit, yeah? But they came and they settled in. And then my parents were born and they became westernized. And they did, went to the schooling systems here, etc., etc. And they became part of this country. Okay, now obviously part of me is of Asian descent and part of me is of English descent. So obviously my dad's side of the, that's the Asian side that came into this country and his family came and settled. And he came and he was born and he obviously lived as an English person. Adhering to English rules, laws, regulations, and traditions. Now, we've got a lot of what I would call second immigration, second sort of tier immigration, but first, because a lot of the families that have come across since the 80s have come into this country and they've not adhered to any of the traditions or the rules, and they've not tried fitting in, they've actually tried to segregate
Yeah,
themselves.
can I jump in very, very quickly, Jason?
Yeah.
I can remember on the day of Brexit, it was the day after when Nigel Farage had his show on LBC, and a Indian or Pakistani guy called into the show and he said, "Just wanted to congratulate you, Nigel. My family emigrated here during the 70s, and I've been pro Brexit, this is wrong." He said, "Well, I'm probably going to get stoned for saying this." He said, "But the problem is, we have brought so many Muslims in with their ideas. They're in one area. They don't leave. They have their mosque. It's their area. They don't try and integrate. Whereas we came over and we were so grateful and we integrated with society. We understood, the values, and we're so gracious that we'd be here and we respected those values that,
Exactly,
at this country. But
exactly
they are, but now you've got all these areas where you've got about 15 people in a house. They just go to the mosque, they don't leave. So this is just breeding. And now what we have, especially in London and probably up there around Leeds, Bradford, is they're into the town councils now. So you
Yeah.
have now got whole boroughs that are being led by people of not of our descent. This is no disrespect them, but they do not hold our values. The British values are going out of the window. And this is
Yeah.
why it's now, this is apparently racist to say this is the
It's
great
not racist.
replacement. No, this, the
Well, it
great
is. It
replacement,
is.
but this
It
is
is.
where we're at. It
It
reminds me
is.
of the film, it reminds me of the film Braveheart, when they were trying to get the, if we can't get the Scottish out, we'll breed them out. That was one of the lines. And this is where we're going. But because now the borders are so open, we've got all of these people coming in from wherever. I mean, you sent that photo of that demonic guy from some African country with a demon
In
possessed.
Leeds.
We had, that was the Leeds thing. And then, okay, so let's move on. So we had Leeds. It kicked off in Leeds. It was chaos there. We know Ireland has gone exactly the same. This patriotic march in London over the
Right, yep.
weekend. Now, say what you will about Tommy Robinson, that could be you. He has highlighted it. He's an actor, he's not called that, whatever, right? But he has stand it up. They are coming after him. They are targeting him. He's been silenced, he's been jailed. It went off as a peaceful day, a peaceful protest. Our friend
Yeah.
of the show, Lawrence Fox, he was up there speaking. Many, many people were there.
I watched a lot of the footage
Yeah,
of
it was
that.
fantastic. Then the next morning, he was picked up and he was arrested on
Yeah.
terrorism charges.
Of course, so that's exactly what they are going to do. They're always going to
Shortly
do
after
that.
that story then came out, coming in the Monday
Monday.
morning, we then get the news at around 11:30 that
there's been a stabbing in Southport. Children.
Was it at a school or was it like a hall and after
club.
School?
It's like a holiday club. You know, kids are off school.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But was it at the school or was it like
I think it was maybe a private premises. I watched the interview of the young lad that was there when it was all happening on Sky News.
I haven't seen that. Tell us.
And he, he's a young lad. I'd probably say in his, you know, late 20s, maybe 28, 29, 25, 26. And him and a friend were basically there walking, just, you know, getting about the business. And heard a load of commotion, women running away, seen a lot of children in the car and obviously gone to investigate. And he's gone up the stairs where the woman's pointing, is people in blood, covered in blood, children covered in blood. And he's, you know, obviously tried to help as much as he could with the children. And, you know, and there's only so much he can do. Obviously, you're in a position of shock that this is happening. And it's like, this isn't happening. It can't be. This is surreal. It must be. I mean, it must have been very challenging for the young man to try and get his head around anything, you know.
I just want to remind people, like for the America, that so 11 o'clock there was a holiday club going on in a part of Liverpool called Southport, a neighbourhood which was very family orientated and community. Taylor Swift's dancing and yoga. So parents dropped their children off, you know, summer holidays here. They dropped their kids off, all young girls, to the holiday club with the teacher, the instructor there, and a monster. We're going to get into this in a minute. Goes in around 11:30 and stabs 11 children. We have 3 children now passed away and the other 8 are in serious condition. And also the yoga teacher is also in hospital.
Yeah, she shielded
as many as she could. So this happened.
Now, again, like I said, this is the kind of thing you hear about in the States. You don't hear about this kind of stuff over here. And again, you bring up Dunblane, which is how many decades ago. So it's not something that happens often over here like it does over in America. Granted, there's 300 million of those guys over there and there's only 60 million of us, so the odds are it will happen more often. However, different ball game altogether. But for it to happen, and for it, again, it's all around people that do not belong in this country. Now, this is a second generation Rwandan immigrant. He's not a 17-year-old man. I've seen the picture of this fella. Yeah. This fella's at least in his late 20s.
And it's also that he only just came here.
Yeah, he's only been
here. So there's other stories.
He moved to Southport in 2013, apparently, or 2017 or something like that. I can't remember. But he's been in the country, apparently born. But again, this is the media lying again, to try cover up now. First things first, when they came out with it, they said it was a British-born lad. So straight away, they're telling you, he's not English. That's what they're telling you.
He's from Wales. He was in Wales.
He was a British-born man from Cardiff. Yeah, you're a teenager. So just by that statement alone, they're telling you, he's not English. Because they said it was an English man from Cardiff, a young English lad from Cardiff. So they come out straight away. So they wanted you to know that it wasn't anybody that's an immigrant or a second generation immigrant, which in a lot of cases, a lot of these second generation immigrants are first generation immigrants because the parents never fit into society. So they've still got all the ideologies from
that.
So they're just as bad as first generation.
Yeah, but I mean, there are reports. I'm hearing other reports, but it's nonsense. Like,
well, listen, you've got to look at the media and what they're telling you. Yeah, and they're trying to steer you away by using pathetic things like he was British born.
A 17-year-old boy.
Yeah, and he's not a 17-year-old boy. Yeah, because if it were a 17-year-old boy, that teacher would have been able to probably overpower him.
Or they would have said 17-year-old, like a teenager, 17, or do you know what I mean? Or 17, he's 17, he can drive, drive a car.
An Englishman from Cardiff.
Yeah.
This is what
they didn't say that. Yeah, exactly. They said a boy.
No, but if it was a 17-year-old boy or a 17-year-old man or whatever, they would have said if he was English, it's an Englishman, because they wouldn't have wanted the speculation and everything. The fact that they haven't shows you exactly that he's not somebody from this country. fact, you know, it said, they told you. When they said that, I went, well, they just told us that it's some immigrant from somewhere or some background or some culture that is not of a traditional indigenous person. He don't come from here, and his family don't come from here. And more than likely, because you're not saying where he's from, you're leading people to speculation, and now you've got everything that's happening in Southport because people are jumping to conclusions. Because you're lying to cover up the fact that he more than likely is. And I'm not saying he's or isn't because he's not come out, but let's be right, he is. Let's not sugarcoat it. He is, because the way that the media is portraying it and acting about it, and the way that the police are acting about it, and the way that Yvette Cooper put a statement out, yeah, about it and scuttled away from it completely, you know, and just put the focus on the attention of the police and how brave they are, and nobody should be doing some jobs and jobs and jobs, and scuttling away from the whole situation. That, hang on a minute. Because of your incompetence as a government for decades, people of this country have been telling you. Listen, we don't mind him, people coming in if they need to come in and they want to respect the values, but you're letting loads in. And loads of people coming in. They're breeding like wildfire. Not just, and it's not, you look at the Turkish, look at the Romanians, look at all cultures from all over the world in this country are spreading and breeding like wildfire. If you go into Harehills, there is not one country that doesn't belong there in mass. In their own little part, their own little borough.
Yeah,
So what
exactly.
they'll have maybe 10, 15 streets where it's full of Romanians, where maybe 10 years ago there were maybe three families there.
Yeah.
And now they're all, and you're looking and there are all these children and all these young men in the 20s now from when they came over back into the 90s when Tony Blair says, oh yeah, let's have
Don't
all
get me
these
started.
regular, you know. So, but point I'm trying to make is it's not just. Now, obviously, people are looking at the Muslims because they're traditionally being painted as the terrorists. Yeah. But I'm
But it's
looking at
not,
the
we've got
stabbing
all
in Leeds.
sorts, we've got all sorts.
We've got all sorts of people from countries that are lawless in
Yeah,
retrospect.
exactly.
Yeah. And that's exactly what's happening. And Rwanda. Yeah. Isn't it
Yeah.
ironic that we try sending them all back to Rwanda and it's somebody from Rwanda that's gone and committed the most. Words cannot
So
describe what.
Jason, hang on a minute. Listen, I've just got an update here. Police have apparently been given more time to question the boy over the death of the three children. The boy. The 17-year-old boy has been in custody since he was arrested in the Merseyside town on Monday. BB King, age 6, Elsie Dot Stancombe, 7, and
Send the
9-year-old
pictures, little
Alice Da
angels.
Silva Angwala died, and 8 other children were injured in the stabbing at a Taylor Swift dance class. Down. Apparently, there's been more people arrested in result of this.
Well, yeah, because listen, this is not just an act of one man. Let's get that out of the way. This is not just one crazy psychopathic man. This has been set up and organized. And let's not forget, right? Let's not forget. Not long back, they were locking the children in schools because madmen were running around with knives all over the country at the same time. Let's not forget that. And now look what's happened. So people have got short memories. That happened, and everybody went crazy and went down to the schools and kicked off because the kids were being locked in the school. I went and got my daughter out. I'm like, go, well done. You just saved yourself a load of hassle later and arguments and chaos. Took my daughter out, made sure she was safe because I knew, obviously, it's an orchestrated thing. So for this person to have gone in there, this will have been set up. This will have been planned. There will have been other people involved. They will have had handlers. Yeah, whether they're British agents, whether they're Rwandan agents, through British financing, through Mossad, through whatever, but our government somewhere along the lines will come out and say, well, we knew about his family, we knew we had him on a list somewhere, like they always frigging do, which tells you that they're involved, always. Yeah, because it always is. And this is part of this Calgary plan that. They're going to basically breed us out, and this is going to be Eurasia. That's what they're wanting for this continent now. They're wanting this. You've had your time. Now we're going to fuck you over, and you become a third world country. We're going to breed the third world into you, and everything's going to break down. And this is it. I mean, you've got Ursula von der Leyen, the commissioner of the EU, being told about herself and about her immigration pact agreements that she's put into place. And this is what a lot of people don't realize while they're arguing amongst each other that, hang on a minute, this woman's putting all these things into place, putting all this finance into place and organising this influx of immigration through the United Nations or the EU, whatever, it's the same thing. You know, it all bows to the same master, same hand, same puppet, same glove. And that's what people need to realise. Before they start saying, it's the Muslims, it's the Romanians, we're all being played. And the only common thing that everybody, every incident has got is the establishment. The Romanians, it's the establishment. The establishment has let the people of Liverpool down. So the establishment's getting the blame because they've allowed all the immigration. To have an immigrant problem. We didn't have an immigrant problem. That would not have happened because that family wouldn't have been here and he wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, well, they, and now the way the press are painting it, that it's all far right. They're now attacking. They're now attacking British people. It's got to this point. It's got to boiling point. Granted, there were probably agitators within that crowd kicking up.
Absolutely.
Obviously. But the focus has now completely been taken off this tragedy and the focus and who's done it and the perpetrators. And all now it's focusing on as these far-right extremists.
Yeah, well, that's the media. But if you look all over TikTok, there's British and Muslim arguing, blaming each other, calling each other out. I sent you some footage of it. I was sat there and I'm scrolling through it and I'm watching. I'm like, groups of 8-10 people, Indian, Muslim, British, Irish, and they're all in there, all ragging each other to shreds. And it's like, here we go. And ironically enough, the other week, a week ago, I put get ready for the Great British Civil Wars around the corner, and then this is happening. It's like, couldn't have predicted this, but you could have predicted it when you know the frigging plan and you know
well exactly this has been going. You know, I did a show the other day with Brian, and this is before what happened with the school, and we were discussing this, and then you can go back and he's mentioned where this was happening and how it happened. And we've also got to look at Cameron with his big society, in the big society movement, that's also got to come into play. But this is also where it goes back to, okay, just listen to this. Foreigners who live in your land will gain more and more power while you gradually lose yours. They will have money to lend you, but you will have none to lend them. In the end, they will be your rulers. But do you know where that came from?
Go on.
That was from the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament. Chapter 29.
Interesting.
This is the plan. This is the evil that they are bringing on to this earth. And there's going to be huge upheaval and we need to be prepared. And from following the prophets that I do, I follow all of that. And obviously Christine is just totally, totally, that's her thing. And everything they're saying, the amount of prophecies that are coming to pass way back from Kim. So it's all there. It was written down. We're being invaded. This is evil casting our land. And the prophets are saying it. We've got to, there's going to be a revival in this country. People are going to believe it's happening.
It's
more
happening.
And more.
It's happening. It is. Look what happened in Paris. Look what's happening in Paris.
Exactly. And apparently there was a lightning strike on someone. Yes, Christine's trying to look for the article that, because we couldn't find it.
I think I picked up on that. I think
it was you, and I forwarded it on, so we've been searching for it, but we haven't found it. Regardless, God's making his move. They are the last attempt. The prophets have been prophesizing about people coming to the streets, and literally all of the old symbolism of theirs will be gone. So we have to be prepared. The media are trying to spin this, you know, and they're turning the focus away on who this is. The way they're emphasizing, as Jason said, you know, they keep reiterating that he was born in the UK. More's going to come out, you know. Independent media will get to the bottom of this eventually.
They're scared that if they put it out on the mainstream media, that's it. That's going to be the spark. I've said all it's going to take is a spark. Yeah. The people are right on the edge now. Yeah. And I think going in there and doing that to those poor little angels has just ignited that spark.
Well, what happened last night? I think it was you sent to me.
Southport, yeah. Yeah.
No, Southend on
South End,
Sea.
sorry, yeah, down to, not
There
South Boss, sorry.
are gangs of, I couldn't see any traditional English people.
They're all black people. They're all black. Gang fights, apparently.
And obviously now they're going to come in. All you're hearing now is a new knife laws.
Yeah.
Sorry, but what about the people who actually, what about dealing with the people who are using those knives?
Exactly. No, it's okay. You throw that machete at me. I've not got one. I won't get in trouble with the police.
Yeah, I've got
Yeah.
mental health, and I've got mental health. This is what is being classed as. This is all mental health. Obviously, it's
Yeah.
mental health. These people coming in from
And that
countries.
they're lawless. Simple. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not also, there's a lot of defects. Sorry,
Yeah.
that's, I don't know if that's the right one. I'm sorry, just I don't know how to word this.
No,
But
I know what you're saying. These people are not
inbred.
mentally. There's a lot of inbred. There's a lot of abused people that have come in. People that have been involved in most heinous of crimes.
Yeah.
Again, what people don't understand, it's a different world. Now, people might go on holiday and go to South Africa, but they're in safe zones. You go to the ghettos in South Africa and see how quick you would last. Cause
You
would it
ain't
last
coming
quite?
out. You're
But
not
no, to
coming
be
out.
fair. You do all right because most of them are over here. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? So you'd be quite all right with it. But the point I'm trying to make is these people will chop you up. These people chop each other up. Yeah. Now I'm not being funny. This fella that got caught trying to climb up people's drain pipes. Yeah. If that, or even the fella in Southport, if that had happened in his own country, he'd have had his arms and legs chopped off by now. He'd have been stoned to death. They'd have took him outside and they'd have crucified him in his own country. They're coming over here and they could commit a heinous crime and they get fed and they get computers and they get their own little rooms. They're loving it. Yeah, in their own country, they won't dare. They get their arms and legs chopped off. You get your hand chopped off for stealing. Never mind doing what he's just done. You know, so what people have got to understand is these people are coming in and it's like, wow, I can go rape and kill as many women as I want and I get fed. And I get a house, and I get clothed, and I get warmth, and I get looked after. In my country, I'm dead. And that's what people need to get a grip of. And that's what our government's allowed. And again, I'm sorry, I don't condone violence in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. But something needs to happen now. These people need to get the fuck out of this country. I'm sorry. Because children are being killed. Yeah. Children. Lou. Angels. Little babies. Yeah. Could have been one of yours, could have been one of mine. It was one of yours, it was one of mine. And they've been slaughtered. And it's only going to get worse because they're climbing up people's drain pipes in the bedrooms and all sorts. Yeah, in Leeds. So I would imagine how many other attempts and other immigrants are doing exactly the same. Yeah, all over the country. It's happening. Yeah. And I've been warning people about it for decades. Yeah. That they're going to try and cause chaos because out of chaos comes order. I've been warning about the wars.
Well, the new, like, what was the whole
Everything.
New World Order agenda? That was exactly it. This is
Exactly.
how you disrupt it. And
This is exactly what's going on. And
I keep
people
going
still
back
can't
to
see.
the interview of people during the 70s in Southall when they were talking about immigration, and they're like, no, I don't think it would work. We've all got different ways, and I just think it won't be a problem, and one will come and more will come. And sorry to say this, but I never thought these words would come out. Like, where's Maggie Thatcher when you need her? Sorry to
Well,
say that.
Maggie, she was. I mean, people say she was racist. To me, she was patriotic.
She
Yeah.
was very,
You know what I
very
mean?
patriotic, and she wouldn't stand for this nonsense, but she was also a
No,
very
she wouldn't have done. She
evil,
she
dark
was
person,
a
but.
nasty woman without her demons, with lots of demons, absolutely. But what people don't understand is this is designed to destroy Europe. This is designed to destroy our way of life. And again, when people say, oh, you're being silly, they can't stop them from coming in. Well, we stopped the Germans coming across, and they had guns and ships and boats, and we stopped them coming across.
So
So
as we're
why can we
having,
not stop a load of bloody immigrants on dinghies? Because of
yeah.
the design. Because if you empty the pockets of these people, they've all got EU cards, which is getting credits and money put on, which is coming through Ursula von der Leyen's immigration pact. So it's
So
designed and it's been financed and
of
paid
course
for
it has.
from the European Union, and people need to get their head around this.
So
It's the
listen,
establishment that's causing this.
it is, and I watched. I think it was Candace Owens. Was it last night? The night before. And she made a really good point. all this is happening and people are putting up with this and have been putting up with this because they don't know who they are anymore. Like, you go back into ancient times and you can probably go back and you'd know your history kind of and what tribe you've come from, you know, and know about your culture and everything else. And that's not a factor anymore. Because they you know, they're coming in immigrants and, you know, we're being bred out, the great replacement. And people have no idea of, like, their history and who they are and, you know, where they've come from and the struggles. And then all the time they're changing history every single day. They're putting different spins on things.
Lies. Well, no, it's
you know, story, and man. Another interesting thing that Candace Owens brought up is all roads lead through Ukraine. Nothing good has ever come out. And if you have heard of the Franken movement and the Franken, no. You don't? Oh, there was Justin Walker did a lot on the saboteur Frankists. But if you go back and have a look at the Frankists and what the Frankists believed in, and how, and this is how we're where we are today. And it links a lot of these Frankists, all these people that are Jews, they're not Jews, these Zionists, they're not Jews, they're not Christians, they are Frankists. And if you start going and looking at the Frankists and how they are still relevant today and who they're linked to today, that's just something worth researching. The Frankists. Go and have
I'll
a look.
Have a look at
they
that.
Are.
I'll have a look at that.
Yeah. So I just want to, lastly, before we go, Jace, I may be a conspiracy theorist, but
I mean a coincidence theorist.
No, this is a conspiracy theorist. This is Taylor Swift. Now, a lot of dark things go on around Taylor Swift. A lot of rituals. And this also casts me back to the, I know it wasn't the same thing, but the Ariana Grande Manchester attack way back when. These artists have done certain things to get where they are, and they have their roles to fulfill certain agendas. Right. For one, I think Taylor Swift is that's a clone. And she could also be linked to Anthony LaVey, but that's a story for another day. But these people are high priestesses and they perform rituals on the stage.
Yeah.
They're doing some sort of dancing. There's children there. Children can be very, you know, they can be very easily opened up, you know, that innocence and stuff.
Yeah.
What if they've opened up something within these dance classes and there are demons?
What do you mean?
These it was a demonic attack. This guy, they're clousing it on mental health. But I don't know. I'm just saying it was Taylor Swift. She does rituals. She does these demonic rituals on stage. They're doing these little kids in this area. It's obviously been advertised. Have they come? I don't know. But you've got to think that the connection with Taylor Swift, people are just going to be saying that I'm just loopy, but it is something.
Well, no, listen, I don't call it conspiracy, I call it coincidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And unfortunately, I'm not one for coincidences. Yeah. So
there's no such thing.
No, there's no such thing. Oh, it's just a coincidence. A coincidence that the bus was coming at me and I was stood in the middle of the road and it didn't stop. That was just a coincidence, I'm sure. Yeah, it was a coincidence that we didn't know that the jabs were going to murder millions of people. That was a coincidence as well. But when you actually think about it and peel the onion back a little bit, which you've obviously done so, again, it's all around that evil. And evil's happened around evil. Let's be right, you are right, she's a high priestess and she's very demonic and she's sold her soul and she's empty, she's possessed by something else. Whether she's got clones or not, the actual Taylor Swift herself has sold herself out, she sold her spark.
It's you just look at her performances, just...
Yeah, absolutely.
That we saw the
photo... From the girl next door to
you
to
sent
what she is now.
Last week of that demon on the floor whose eyes were gone. Who knows what's at work on this on this level right now? Demons walk upon us.
Absolutely, Absolutely. And listen, and shapeshifters do as well. Yeah. And
we've got to, you've got to get right. You people have got to start getting right with God and praying and, you know.
Well, they've got to get right with what's right.
And getting that protection for our little ones.
Whether people believe in God or not, they just need to do what's right and get right with being good and start to see that the evil is coming against God. Yeah. And it's a spiritual battle. Whatever belief you've got or not, this is a spiritual battle between good and evil. Forget God, forget the devil. It's good and evil. It's good against bad. Yeah. So forget anything that there's a deity. This is actual evil people in front of you. And that's the evil human beings that are wanting to cause havoc, murder, blood, carnage. That's what we need to get up against. And people need to get up against out of the. I mean, I was chatting to my friend last night. Yeah, but why would. And he said, well, it looks like we're going to go to war soon. So I let him into a few facts about the treaty that Gorbachev and Reagan had with regards to the nuclear tactical missiles on the border of Russia, which ends in 2026. So I said, well, if it is going to go, it's going to go. And then he starts going into the now, well, why would they go to war with him? I'm like, hang on a minute. You were saying the other night, the other year, why would they want to lock us down? They won't lock us down. People won't stand for it. And then they locked us down. And then I said, they're going to lock us down for about a year. They're going to try for two, but it's going to be spread over a year. They won't do that. People won't stand for it. I said, and people stood for it. And then I said, they're going to bring out a vaccine and people are going to line up and queue up for it so they can get out of their houses. Oh, people won't do that. They're not stupid. And they did. I said, and if it wasn't for me, basically locking you in your house the day you were going to go get the jab and carrying on with you in your face, being horrible to you to stop you from getting it, you'd have had the same because your mum and dad were pressuring you to get it because you're not coming around here, Andrew, unless you get that vaccine. I says, and if it weren't for the fact of me stood between you and your door,
yeah,
basically going mental with him, Lou, he'd have done it himself.
People need to realise what's going on. I mean, I don't...
Exactly. I'm trying to make it more people...
Everything is going to spin around. God's got this. But people...
They need to get out of the bubbles. To get out of the bubbles and see what's going on. I'm all right, Jack.
I don't care. They've got
but
to.
But they're not going to be all right soon because if they don't stand up now, they're not going to be all right. So I'm all right, Jack. He's all right for you now. But I'm looking at a year down the line. When it's all carnage.
The only way they can do that, Jason, is to get... This is God is in control now. You know, you've got to get right. You've got to get...
Well, let's just hope that this spark that's happened in Southport, this tragedy with these poor little angels, it's just hard to even think about it, to be fair. You know, you're a parent yourself. And every parent in the country is gutted and heartbroken for these poor little babies. Every parent. You know, but it's like
we need to get to the
people need to see that. We need to say this country needs sorting out. We start at the top. The top is a banking system which controls the government, yeah, which is basically running amok and destroying lives.
Yeah, get your gold and silver in, guys. Get your gold and silver. You've got to get gold and silver.
Because again, now he's in. Now what people are forgetting, we've had that quietness before we had the new PM in. Now he's on the mission. He's got a job to do. Do not forget, do not be mistaken that he's here for your purpose because he's a full-on
mate. He was there
for the elite,
pretending nothing was wrong. He's a WEF puppet.
Yeah, absolutely. And his job is, and now he's coming in. By the looks of it, he's hit the ground running.
I think things have started. All exposed, Jason. This is he has this role that has to in God's timeline. This is all to get the people to wake the hell up.
Well, they need to do it sharpish. Children are being stabbed in holiday clubs. Children are being stabbed in holiday clubs, and it could have been anybody's child. And it's horrific, and it needs to stop. And the people of this country need to stand up and fight back for this country.
Where did all of this come from? And
it's the establishment.
Media spinning this
it's establishment.
Disgusting.
It's oligarch establishment, elite, Calgary plan, whatever, planned out a long time ago by powers that are unseen. Absolutely. But initially, people need to see that the establishment is the one that is pushing the buttons on this. And they are the ones that are allowing this to happen. Again, people say, yeah, but you can't. Listen, we stopped the Germans coming across. They had guns and ships and boats.
But that's when we had men in this country. We now have
5% of men are men nowadays, you know, and even
I mean, 30% like English people now in around London. That's all it is. I don't know how many. I wonder what percentage there are actual proper men in London.
Well, I don't know. I won't like to guess how many have gone and abused themselves and ended up with too much estrogen in the baby milk or whatever. I don't know. Because again, you've got to look at all these men that are feminized. Get a grip. I mean, I was walking down the street and there's a fella, Lou. To look at him in his face, he just looked like an everyday average bloke's bloke. And he's wearing a skirt with a pair of knickers like a thong up his. And I'm like, me and my pal at work were just looking at him. And I'm like, don't you say something, Mikey, because I'll end up saying something. Okay. Yeah. And they were like, and we just looked at each other, like, broad daylight, proud as anything. And it's like, wow, the poor bloke is really confused. He's really, and he was a thick set lad as well. You know, and I'm like,
just
wow.
Gone on. Sorry to jump in. I thought I'd jump to the Daily Mail, right? So, first of all, it's Hugh Edwards. Obviously, yeah, now they found these severe child porn videos, etc.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and as I've been saying, since 2010, 2011, why are people working for the BBC? You know what this organisation is embedded in. The list goes on. People are still working there. Why would they? Why? Look into history later on. Your legacy, when people saw what you did and you continued working for the BBC. And that goes to some BBC people who were like supporters of the truth movement and all the rest. Why are you still working for the BBC?
Absolutely.
So I want to get back to this, the whole thing. So I'm just having a look right now to see where anything mentions on these children. So we've got Hugh Edwards at front. Then we've got a second night of violence by far writers, thugs. There's an article of that. Then we've got
they can't be far right. Thugs and Canada. They can't be far right.
We got the first one. The first story.
The media.
Second one is the thugs. Then we've got Prince Harry. Then we've got Kamala Harris. Then we got Brad Pitt. Then we got thunderstorms. Then, terrified imam trapped in his mosque. And that's the email. And there's no mention of these little girls. Where's an article on these little girls? We keep going down. There's no mention of these little girls.
Yeah, because it's an immigrant that's done it. And they know if they release it, that the fact that it's been an immigrant family, that someone from an immigration family, second generation immigrant, that's still a first generation immigrant.
This is the Daily Mail.
And they know that if that gets released on the mainstream, the country's going to go into eruptions. They know that. That's why they're keeping it away. Because they know if that is a mainstream media, that is a Rwandan immigrant.
But they're not even the thing is, Jace, there's not even mention of just talking
they want to bury the whole situation under the carpet because they don't want to talk about it.
Terrified imam trapped in his mosque for hours.
Yeah. They want to bury it and then they want to take more hatred. Hatred.
What? I.
Of course. They're not going to put it on the news because they want to bury it.
But it's just this headline, Jason. I cannot believe that headline, and there's no mention of these little girls. Forget the writing and everything else. It's just talk about the little girls. Who were they? They were people. Talk about them. Instead,
the families.
You've got to find pity. You've got to find pity.
And then the man.
For the man trapped inside his mosque. And all of the, these far writers, thugs.
The
I don't know. I don't feel very Christian right now. People. I don't feel this is not good.
No, it's not because the evil is running the fucking show, Lou. Yeah, and it is exposing itself, and the sun is coming, and the shadow's getting thinner and thinner. But the problem that we've got is the shadow's not going to go away without a fight. It's going to try and push back, so it's going to throw everything at us. Shot, and it's speeding up now. Now we've got a new puppet in power. He's going to be the one to throw just about the kitchen sink at us. Yeah, and he's probably going to be the one that's going to try to take us into a global conflict. That's where the next couple of years, his job is. That's why Sunak wanted out, because he didn't want to be the one to take us into a conflict. He didn't want that in his legacy. So he did everything within his power. I was saying, when they're going for election, he's doing everything he can to not be elected. He didn't want to be elected. He didn't want the people behind him. He wants to put it out there, dirt, going away from memorials early and talking about it. All the stuff he was saying and doing, it was just like, you obviously don't want to be elected, because he didn't want to be the one to take us to war, because he knew that war's coming. But other fella, he's giddy happy, isn't he? He's straight. But what I think people have got to realise is that he's here for a specific reason, and he's got certain tasks that he's got to do, and he's going to be the one that's going to watch us go through the cyber crash, because that's already started, which ironically enough is a Microsoft glitch, and Bill Gates and the fellow that's been saying, oh, the next big disaster will be the cyber crash, is his best pal. So it's like, hello, come on, wake up, smell the coffee, darling, sort it out. But this fella that's in power, he's going to throw the kitchen sink at us. Yeah, and he's going to be the one that's going to try take us into a global conflict, whether it happens or not.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking around about 2026.
But I'm thinking everything's going to be clear.
No. We're going to see a lot more chaos. We're going to see a lot more carnage on the streets, a lot more divide, a lot more conquer. Yeah. And again, in Bath, apparently at the moment, there's been a novel agent Russian attack, poisoned, cordoned off a lot of the area in Bath as well.
In Bath? So,
yeah, that's happened today. I think it was on the news. So blaming it on Russian poison, Russian agents again. So they're stoking that fire. But what I do want to sort of say with regards to that, in 2026, February time, the Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan obviously got together and had this sort of pact. And
there's nothing on the news, by the way.
No, there won't be, but it won't be on the news. This won't be on the news. Right. But they basically put a treaty together to say that, okay.
No, I mean the attack.
The children. Yeah, there were.
Because, no, but Bath, there's nothing.
But have a look on something. There was something. It might have been earlier on today that I watched. I'll dig some out. I'll find.
Okay,
where
I find it.
Forgot what I was saying then.
Sorry.
What were I saying? Rewind it.
Sorry.
No. So what happened is Gorbachev and Reagan basically put a treaty together that lasted, I think, 40, 50 years. And they said that along this certain territory, NATO were not going to put capability of nuclear weapons in the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis and everything that were going on back then. And they came up with an officer and said, OK, well, we'll put a zone treaty together, because Reagan was obviously not establishment puppet. Towards the end, obviously, he was, unfortunately, but initially set off with right intentions. So that ends in February 2026. Now, it's what's interesting about that is basically missile silos, but these missile silos are capable of housing nuclear weapons. So this is where it gets interesting, because you know when that date's over and done with, you know that NATO are going to put them silos back in place that are capable and tactical of housing nuclear capabilities. And that's going to be right on a close border to Russia. Now, Russia's protocol is going to be, that's an act of aggression. What are they going to do? They're not going to sit back and watch the bus go past and think they're going to shoot or not. They're going to respond with all their might as soon as it happens. And that's what I'm predicting is going to be the catalyst to take us into a global conflict. Now, whether or not we go nuclear. Now, people say, yeah, but a long, short range. If it goes nuclear, Lou, it's going to be an all-out.
So, yeah, it's gone. It's gone. Absolutely. It's not going to get there. It's not. God's in control. Listen to our prophecy show last night.
Well, I'll have a listen, yeah. But I'm talking about stuff that's in the background that people are worried about. And the people are concerned about this, especially with the volatility that's going on in the Ukraine at the moment. And if Russia get nukes close enough to them where they can be attacked, they're not going to mess about. They're going to have protocols in place to say attack first. It's just like we would have. Yeah, if Russia put nuclears on the border, I don't know, of Turkey, for example, straight into Europe, we would that'd be an act of aggression. Yep. We would have protocols in place to say we attack first.
Yep.
Yeah, we ain't going to wait around to see if or not. We're taking it as an act of aggression, an act of war, boom. That's it, and that's all it takes. Now, that is happening in 2026, in February. Now, whether something comes from that, but if I feel that if we are going to go to war, that is going to be the catalyst that's going to take us there. And it is planned in all the prophecies of the Great Wars. Yeah, we've had two of them. We know that they're wanting a final conflict globally. Yes,
but
at World War III.
Wrong, like last you went through that. These the deep state are trying to push
And yeah, absolutely, yeah.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it look like, you know, tribulation, what with the whole Olympics thing. So yeah, listen, I'm gonna wrap this up, Jace. We're gonna see what's gonna happen over like the course of the next few days, if anything more kicks off. I have found your chemical attack in Bath. Apparently a pensioner has been arrested over a chemical attack in Bath. It'd probably be far right something.
A bit of Russian linked.
Russian, yeah.
Ex KGB.
We've just got to remember, like, Ukraine, money laundering central.
They'll throw it.
Trafficking
in there.
Central. Look into the Frankists. I think, is it Ava Frankist. Frank? Ava Frank. And who her father was. And how they're linked to Sigmund Freud. There's links to Aleister Crowley. The Frankists. Look into... I think there's also... There's like their lineage is linked to Rothschilds and everything else. I will actually put the Candace Owens stuff in. She goes into it well and she explains it well. Justin Walker has done some amazing stuff, but it's just a really long read about the saboteur Frankists and how they are. They are the belly of the beast. They really are. So Ava Frank and her father, and look at that relationship. That'll open your eyes.
I can imagine already.
Go and have a look at Ava Frank. That's all you need to do.
I will do.
Okay, that's it. LibertyTactics.co.uk. Jason is back on Facebook. Jason Noter. He is running the Liberty Tactics TikTok page. If you'd like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. We are going to endeavour to get bulletins out every day. We're going to try and integrate the TikTok to get it onto the new YouTube channel. We've joined YouTube again. We're going to see how we go. It's called Liberty Tactics Shorts. Please subscribe to us. We haven't done this YouTube channel thing for over 10 years. So, yeah, do the whole like, share and subscribe thing if you don't mind. That's it for tonight. LibertyTactics.co.uk. It's good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
God bless everyone. Get right with God. Pray. And Ephesians 6 every day, whole armor of God. God bless.